House Bill 2022 prohibits certain political fundraising activities for members of the legislature during certain periods of time, before, during, and after the legislature is in session. It also provides that existing misdemeanor penalties would apply if the law were broken. Delegate Patrick Lane of Kanawha County is the sponsor of the bill. He says this bill addresses a long-standing tradition during annual legislative sessions, that tradition of nightly receptions serving free food and drinks to lawmakers.
I think the perception is a negative perception, that if we have a fundraising reception for a campaign on Tuesday and then there's a bill that affects some particular industry on Thursday that we vote on, it's unseemly. And I think in an effort to make sure that there's trust between the public and the elected officials, I think it's a pretty simple fix to that, to just say that we as members of the legislature are going to hold ourselves to a higher standard, and we're going to say we are not going to fundraise or accept money from campaign contributions while we are here making decisions on legislation.
No action was taken on House Bill 2022 during yesterday morning's meeting. The second bill on the agenda was House Bill 2939, relating to requirements for mandatory reporting of sexual offenses on school premises involving students. Marty Wright, counsel to House Judiciary, explained the bill and the reason the law needed some updating.
To better explain this, I'm going to try to start with a little bit of background, explain what current law is, and then I'll go into explaining a little bit what the original bill is and then the reason behind the committee substitute. Since at least 1977, there's been a reporting requirement for teachers or in general reporting of abuse and neglect matters for children. If they've been abused or neglected, and that's defined in Chapter 49. The requirements do extend to teachers and school personnel. In particular, the law states that a person of the age of 18 who receives a disclosure from a credible witness or who observes any sexual abuse or sexual assault of a child shall immediately, and not more than 48 hours, report that to the police and or to DHHR, Child Protective Services. That's been existing law for quite some time. The difficulty is when you get into the definitions of sexual abuse or sexual assault. Under existing law, sexual abuse is limited to abuse by parent, guardian, or custodian. So if you connect the dots here, the only reporting requirement that exists for a student that may or may not have been sexually abused on school is if that occurs by the parent, guardian, or custodian. Hence, there's a little bit of a loophole in the law with respect to reporting requirements. So, taking current scenario under existing law, if you have a situation where an individual who is a report comes to a teacher that their friend has been sexually assaulted on campus, and it was done, say, by another student. Under existing law, there's no requirement for that teacher to report that incident.
The bill brought some major discussion among the delegates, from what counted as inappropriate touching between two high school-age children to how much a teacher would be held accountable in regard to various situations, or to how far the definition of what counted as school premises reached. By the end of the meeting, three amendments were proposed that addressed these situations, and the bill was passed unanimously in committee. House Bill 2939 now goes to the floor for its consideration. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Liz McCormick in the House.